The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. And brought to you by official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with an amazing singer who's a singer-songwriter who grew up in Portland, Oregon, now in New Jersey, and makes a trek from Jamaica over to New Jersey as well, too. He's the first of seven siblings. He worked as a frontline worker and migrated to the U.S. in 15 and began his music career. He was inspired by the late Gregory Isaacs and also Burrez Hammond, and also played with Yellow Man, Burning Man, and also Major Mac and Major Mackerel, Bonnie Kim as well, too. We'll talk about those. And he's got a new song called Sweet, Sweet Jamaica as well, too, and a couple of releases. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios in beautiful downtown New Jersey, the very multi-talented singer-songwriter who's from Jamaica, now living in Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented George Prophet. George, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Good night to you and all the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to have you on board as well, too, George. So you're a singer-songwriter who grew up in Portland. You're currently in New Jersey. You grew up in, came from Jamaica, and you were first of seven siblings. You worked as a frontline worker. You migrated to the U.S. in 15. You began your music career, and you're influenced by the late Gregory Isaacs and Burrez Hammond. And also, you also did some work with Yellow Man and also Burning Man as well, too. Major Mackerel, Bounty Killer, and Burrez Hammond as well, too. And before getting to all that, along with your new music, tell us how you first got started.
Well, I grew up in the church, and I used to sing in the church choir as a kid. So, singing church, went to school, used to sing in the school choir, and it just propelled from there.
Okay. All right. And then what was that one precise moment that simply influenced what you're doing for the rest of your career?
Could you say that again, please?
I said, what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
Well, that's a very tricky question, because I grew up in the music, so, you know, it just happened. You know, I've been singing from a little kid before I could really even pronounce words properly. So it's something that grows with me over a period of time. It never leaves me, and I never leave it. So music has always been a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also growing up in Jamaica as well, too, and maybe some of your influences and some musical influence as well, too. And, you know, what it was like growing up in Jamaica. You also went to church and everything like that. And, you know, what was it like in Jamaica for you?
Well, average, it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst either, you know. Because I went to school, and as I left school, I got a job. My first job was working with the Blue Mountain Coffee. So as I left school, I started work with that company. And up until almost I leave to come here. So, it was good comparing to some statements some people would have made to you saying it was hard. Because one of the good things about I grew up in a country. I didn't grow up in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was there. Food was in abundance. You have rivers, lot of green fields to play, everything. So for me, it was good. Probably another person who come from the inner city would be giving you a different experience of Jamaica. But I'm really from the country, rural part of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's interesting as well, too. You're also the first of seven siblings. And, being the first, it's almost like you being the leader of the family, it feels like. So.
Yeah. In a sense, yeah. Because I'm the first one. So you are the brothers and sisters look up to you as a role model. So, yeah. But, the first three kids, the one that followed me and the other one, we were very close in age. And, they did better than me in school. Brilliant kids. So, So I wasn't burdened by, the younger kids. Because as I said to you, I'm not going to say we had the best life, but it wasn't the worst.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting as well, too. And you also migrated in the U.S. And, tell us about your journey going from Jamaica over to the U.S.
Yeah, well, I came to the U.S. First time 2012. I used to just came for a visit. Come three time on the fourth time I came over. I live over here. Got a job in the hospital. As a frontline worker, I used to work in the ER. And it's different, but in a good way. Because you want to with me, my head is quick to anything. Once I decide I'm going to do something, my head is very quick to it. So I didn't have a problem with the transformation, to transform from the Jamaica life to the American life. Because when I came here, I was and still I am around Jamaicans.
That's rather interesting as well, too. And who is your favorite singers, songwriters, and musicians growing up?
Gregory Isaac and Barry Sam, there was and still is my favorite artist.
Okay. And how about some of the others as well?
I like a lot of artists because I listen to a lot of different music. But there is something special about, Barry Salmon and Greg Wright. I used to listen a lot to a guy called Delroy Wilson and all of those guys. And I listen a few American artists as well.
Okay.
And I really love, away from reggae music, I love country music. Kenny Rogers, and you name them.
And it sounds like a lot as well, too. And of course, they're all influenced into what you're doing with Sweet Sweet Jamaica. Also, your releases as well, too, like Into My Arms, Wonderful Feeling from Perfect, and Love Me Again. We'll talk about that. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs at below the competition way. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960 or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson has garnered great reviews, and Eve 11 endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joe Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on over 40 podcast platforms, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music, also on Rumble, BitChute, and on HamiltonRadio.net every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And don't forget to take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast, t-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts. Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. Make sure you do so today. We're here with singer-songwriter from Jamaica, now living in New Jersey, George Prophet, here on The Mike Wagner Show. And George, your music is inspired by the late Gregory Isaac, also Berace Hamilton as well, too. And how did you get involved with the late Gregory Isaacs?
Well, I grew up around sound system in Jamaica. My family had sound system. I listened to a lot of Gregory songs. Gregory used to come by my era in Portland regularly. So I was kind of more acquainted with him than Berace.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, he was like elderly person for me. Not that he was old. He would have a little quick chat, but not a real conversation with him. You know, as a younger person, might say hi, whatever, but in the early days, I didn't have like real conversation with him. But mm-hmm. after a while, you know, when, you know, I start performing and stuff, then I get to know him, to really have conversation with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You also worked with Yellow Man, and also you also worked with Bernie Man, Major Mackerel, Bounty Killer, and Berace Hammond. And you know, tell us about those, and what was it like working with those guys?
Well, it's a wonderful experience. I want to tell you, I worked with Berace before I worked with Gregory Isaac. And after my first show, real show with a band, it was Fab Five, a band called Fab Five. When I leave the stage, you know, he told me, you can sing, you know. Well, I always knew I can do my thing, but getting that from a person like him really put spring in the steps. You know, I get more serious with it. Not that I wasn't serious before, but getting that from a person who I would say is my idol, without he even knew that he was my idol, for him to say that to me was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's a rather interesting thing as well, too. And you also had some music with Into My Arms and also Wonderful Feeling, also Wrapped Up and also Tied Up Being in Your World as well, too. And tell us about some of the music you got on Spotify and what inspired you to write some of the music.
Well, first I must say I'm a lover's rock artist. I sing love songs just like Berace Hammond, Gregory Isaac. You know, it's not like I really imitate those guys, but I'm singing from the same vein, you know, of them. I don't do art stuff, you know. I don't do certain kind of music. My main kind of music is love music, or music to make you happy. Now, I can write a song from a personal experience, or I can write a song just from somebody else's experience, or just passing and see a situation, and I can sit down and do a composition of that song. So, you know, writing, for me, writing, I think, is one of my strongest points in the music.
Okay. All right. And you also had your releases as well, too, Perfect and Love Me Again on Spotify, and the other releases as well, too. Tell us more about the albums as well.
Yeah, I put out an EP first, Love Me Again EP. It was an EP. And after, I put out the Perfect album. Now, afterwards, I decided to convert the Love Me Again EP to an album. Because it was very easy for me to do, because I write all the songs. I produce all the songs, so it makes it easy for me to do that. And one of the reasons why I was kind of quick to convert it to an album, you know, I was being shown a lot of love for the music. People were gravitating to the music. It was gravitating to that kind of music, and I had songs that was already done, mixed and mastered. So I said, why not? It's all my project. So why not just, instead of having an album and having an EP, why not have two albums?
Okay. You also have the song Sweet Sweet Jamaica as well, too. And we'll talk about that in just 1 minute with singer-songwriter George Prophet. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. And brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We'll be back with the amazing, multi-talented singer-songwriter George Prophet after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Molson-Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamolson-zia.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with singer-songwriter from New Jersey, coming from Jamaica, George Prophet, here on The Mike Wagner Show. And George, tell us about your latest release you got on all the major platforms, Sweet Sweet Jamaica. That's out right now. And tell us more about that and what inspired you to write it.
Well, the song Sweet Jamaica, it's a song about Jamaica. When I was writing this song, I put a lot of thought in the song. There's a lot of Sweet Jamaica songs. There's a lot of song people write about Jamaica. I can't even tell you how many. But I think my state, Jamaica, is different from our Jamaica song. Because my intention, when I was writing this song, is to sell Jamaica to the world. You know, there is tons of nice things you can say about Jamaica. Because there are so much nice things to say about Jamaica. But I didn't want to do another Sweet Jamaica song like what everybody was doing. So instead of just talking about, you know, beautiful girls and drink white rum and all of that, there is a lot more to Jamaica than just beaches. Yeah. There's a lot more to Jamaica more than just party. So, you know, I think for a minute and I said, okay, I'm going to approach this song from an angle where I've never heard any writer approach it from. And in the back of my mind, this is a song to sell Jamaica to the world. So I said, okay, there is so many nice places in Jamaica that people overlook. People just tell you about Kingston. You know, people just say Montego Bay and the Grill. Yes, what you are, those are nice places, but there are a lot of very nice places, important places in Jamaica. So I decided to highlight a lot of those places. And to be honest with you, that last year is one of the most played Jamaica song, My Sweet Jamaica song.
Okay. And what was your most favorite place of all in Jamaica? Or your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is Swift River. Now, that's where I'm from. Maybe a lot of people don't know about Swift River, a little village. Because no matter where I go in the world, when I go to Jamaica and I go to my little district where I'm from, I'm the happiest person. But I've got a lot of good memories in Jamaica. I really love Port Royal. Yeah, I love Port Royal. And one of my favorite spots in Jamaica is Port Antonio, the capital of Portland.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds rather interesting. You seem to enjoy Jamaica a lot, George. In the meantime, where can we find all your music at?
Well, my music is on all major digital platforms. Facebook, George Prophet Dubs. My fan page, George Prophet Music. Everything else is George Prophet Music. Once you put in George Prophet Music, YouTube, and again, it is on all major digital platforms.
Okay, we'll certainly check that out. We're here, the amazing, multi-talented singer-songwriter George Prophet, living in New Jersey, from Jamaica, here on the Mike Wagner Show. Just a few more things. What can we expect from you in 2022 and 2023 and beyond, George?
Good music. More good music. And to be honest with you, right now, I'm just about music, conscious music, good music for all ages, younger people, older people, middle age, good music that you can listen to and digest and enjoy.
Okay. That certainly will do that. And looking forward to what you got, George. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Right now, Louis Lauder.
Okay. Okay.
We've got other people who, you know, around me who I can shout out, you know. One of my closest friend musically, the artist as well, Veggie Buns. Yeah. He's always there with good inspiration. DJ Tyrus, you know. To be honest with you, I've got so many people who are into my music right now, who is giving me support. It's hard for me to start calling names because some people is going to get left out and probably feel that kind of way. So I can say a lot of people right now.
Okay. Well, it's certainly a great inspiration as well, too, George. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
At this point, anybody. Well, be positive and just try to do good. Not only do good. Do the best you can, not only for yourself. You know, do it for your neighbor. Your neighbor don't have to be the person that lives next door to you. You know, your neighbor could be somebody you have never met before. And if you can't do good, just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's good advice as well, too. So once again, we're with singer-songwriter George Partland from Jamaica, now living in New Jersey here on the Mike Wagner Show. George, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? And where can people purchase or check out your music?
I don't have a website. But again, all my music are on all major digital platforms. You can download by from Apple Music, Spotify, all the major platforms. George Profit Music, that's me.
Okay. We're certainly check that out. Once again, George, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back and wish you all the best. And George, you definitely have a great future, have you?
Yeah, and thanks for having me. You know, I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping to be back on your platform soon. And I will definitely keep you up to date.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.